Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening from near and far. This is the news from Auroville, for Auroville for today and tomorrow. Today is Thursday, 20th of November, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy on 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast says more clouds than sun and considerable cloudiness over the night. Temperatures ranging between low of 23 to high of 29 with a heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour, will lose a bit of their strength at night. Moon is waning crescent, visible on 5%, and on Saturday the 22nd, it will be new in Sagittarius. With a new moon bringing dark skies on Saturday, 22nd of November, it's the perfect time to hunt down the most distant object visible to the naked eye, the Great Andromeda Galaxy. Facing the northeast autumn evening sky, look for the ellipsoid W-shaped constellation Cassiopeia, the Queen. This prominent constellation points directly at our neighboring spiral galaxy Andromeda and its constellation of the same name of the mythical Greek princess. Cassiopeia's pointer star, Shedder, and the Andromeda Galaxy are separated by about 15 degrees less than two side-by-side first at arm length. And in a dark location away from light pollution, you should be able to spot the galaxy as a faint 3.4 magnitude fuzzy patch in the sky. Well, let's go to the live in Auroville. We will share with you some announcements from the working group, in this case from Auroville Council and Working Committee. We have some culture events coming up, and there are also some special announcements. Auroville Council informs us that they are happy to announce the new land board consisting of Alan Grant Kolar, Jyoti Prasad Rajan, Divya Kapoor, Sandeep Darol, Gerald Marshall, Suhasini Iyer, and Kanyapan. Feedback on the last two names were processed on 17th of November by Auroville Council and Selection Committee, and responses to their individual feedback sent. The new land board will start working very soon. The council will keep the community posted on the timelines, strategies, etc. on a regular basis. They thank all of us for the participation and cooperation to help complete this task successfully. And then also a letter was sent to the governing board with the proposed names on Saturday 15th of November. Darshanath is coming up, and on 24th of November and 5th of December, these are two Darshan days, there will be a bus to Pondi, starting from Atri Mandir at 9 a.m, following the usual route and coming back to Auroville at noon. On 22nd of November, Saturday at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we can see Moonful Theatre by Shapeshift. Moonful is the second project by Shapeshift and continues the rigorous research for a hybrid visual performance language. Devised and performed by Arpit Singh, Deepna Daryani, Himashu Singh, Matyal Bubakart, direction and light design by Sujay Seppel, and of course produced by Shapeshift. On 23rd of November from 4 p.m. onward at Pitanga in Samasthi, all are invited to a presentation by Konohana family that provides an overview of their community, organizational structure, economy, food production and processing, self-sufficiency and their spiritual practice. Konohama family is a well-established spiritual community of about 80 members that is located at the foot of Mount Fuji in Japan. The name Konohama comes from the goddess of Mount Fuji. Four members of Konohama family are visiting Auroville for the first time from 20th to 27th of November in order to establish meaningful connection between Auroville and Konohana family. A few Aurovillians have been guests of the Konohana family in Japan who welcome this initiative. Next Monday at 6:45 at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, Evolutionary Cafe again with video from Otto Scharmer on the topic of U-theory, followed by use of the World Cafe model to divide into smaller groups and reflect on its potential relevance to Auroville through focusing on a given question. On Thursday 27 at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, the New Wave Korean Music Group will share with the community Noreon Machi, which would be a premiere in Auroville within the premieres in South India. Performance combines spectacular percussion, haunting shamanistic chants, agile movements, enchanting dance and virtuoso performances. Noreon Machi, the award-winning and much-acclaimed Korean New Wave music group, is presented by the Korean Pavilion in collaboration with the Consulate General of Korea. On Saturday 29, between 10:30 a.m. to noon, at SAR Conference Room, there would be a talk on open exploration with the title Decentralization and Humanity's Future, Its Impact on Spirituality, Society and Commerce. This talk will look at human history across two millennia and examine forces that caused the big shift from decentralization to centralization and the current forces shaping the new wave towards decentralization. It will look into interesting examples such as Bitcoin, e-commerce, open spiritual movements, sharing economy, and how humanity is being modeled by peer-to-peer technologies, processes, and culture. Also on Saturday 29th at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas, Forum 3 Theatre Group from Bangalore will be in Auroville offering a musical play based on Bertolt Brecht's Schweig in Second World War. And at Pitang Rensamasti, Roberto Asagnoli will share the exhibition of artworks by future school students from Saturday 22nd to December 6th. From Auroville Health Center comes the following information and plea for our culture. On Saturday evening, November 15, Auroculture has been taken up into Om Hospital due to the high blood pressure and general uneasiness, which was found to be caused by bleeding in the brain. She's much better and is being removed from the ICU. Friends are requesting for attendance to come forward, mainly during the day for the coming period of time. Auroville Health Service will coordinate the schedule. They are available on 262-2425 during morning office hours and on 99-433-85-138 afterwards. Transport will be taken care of. As a single room might be preferable for our dear friend, some financial assistance would be very welcome as well via account number 251924 with a note Auroculture hat. Lively Up Your Earth Eco Music Festival 2015 kickoff is coming back in February in its fifth edition. Solitude Farm organized this festival and needs us to prepare this event. Everybody is welcome the Wednesday and Thursday morning to prepare the festival. They come together at 8:30 a.m. and stay the whole morning, and after, Solitude Farm offers a lunch. The first kickoff will be held on Wednesday, 26th of November. In connection with Sport Festival for girls and women, in January they hope to organize a tennis tournament for minors, juniors and adults in the advanced and medium players category. All those interested to assist and play kindly meet on Sunday, 30th November at 10 a.m. in Certitude. But if you would like to contribute toward the repair of the courts and the running of this event, you can donate on 103224 with a note Certitude Sports Repair. Auroville Electrical Service and Portus Distribution Center has a stock of efficient light fixtures from Havells, such as LED 5 watts and 10 watts and 28 watts T5 tube light. You could replace your old light fixtures with LED lamps for better energy savings. Because from CFL bulb to LED, you can save up to 50% energy. From tungsten filament bulb to LED, you can save up to 91% energy. And in T12 tube lights to T5, you can save up to 35% energy. You also have an option to replace your standard ceiling fans with a super efficient fans at purchase of 3,420 rupees. And that way you will replace your old 75 watt ceiling fans to a super efficient fans, which will give you up to 76% energy savings. You can contact them on 262-2132 or on 262-2264. And let us finish with the cinema schedule. At Barrett News Auditorium, there will be no film show for Auroville tomorrow and next Friday, 28, as Auroville team is going to attend the International Film Festival in Goa. Next film show, it will be on December 5th. At Ecofilm Club at Sedano Forlans, there will screen tomorrow at 7 p.m. Years of Living Dangerously, Episode 4, Ice and Brimstone, which was produced by Showtime HBO. At Visitor Center Movie Show, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see science fiction and action comedy Guardians of the Galaxy, made in 2014, Marvel flick by director James Gunn. And tomorrow we can see comedy drama romance Being Again, made in 2014 by director John Carney. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall within Long Movie Series tonight at 8 p.m. we can see biography drama romance Bright Start, made in UK in 2009 by director Jane Champion. On Saturday they will screen an international thriller, A Most Wanted Man, made in UK, USA, Germany in 2014 by director Anton Corbijn. At Children Films on Sunday 23rd at 4:30 p.m. animation adventure comedy Over the Edge, made in USA in 2016 by director Tim Johnson. From the Synthesis of Yoga of Sri Aurobindo we read. There is concealed behind individual love, obscure but its ignorant human figure, a mystery which the mind cannot seize. The mystery of the body of the divine, the secret of misty form of the infinite, which we can approach only through the ecstasy of the heart and the passion of the pure and sublimated sense, and its attraction which is the call of the divine flute player, the mastering compulsion of all beautiful can only be seized and seized us through an occult love, and yearning which in the end makes one the form and the formless, unidentified spirit and matter. It is that which is the spirit in love is seeking here, in the darkness of the ignorance, and it's that which it finds when individual human love is changed into the love of the immanent divine incarnate in the material universe. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orabilradio.org.